jewels. Gold. No. Steam. What? Thick steam like the boiler that heats the water for the ritual baths. This steam is red and blue. It's thicker than steam. It's a vapor that's turning into a solid. It reaches the sky, dense as a tornado, but he can't see so high. All he can see is a huge pair of bare feet, calves like tree trunks, thighs like hills. He crouches, head down, trembling. A hand reaches down and scoops him up. He's held like a sparrow under the red eyes of an Ifrit. Slave! Shouts the Ifrit. I am going to kill you. Choose how you want to die. The fisherman is trembling so much he can barely speak. Nevertheless, indignation overcomes terror. He says, Ifrit, I have set you free. Why would you return harm for kindness? The Ifrit replies, Slave, I have lived in that disgusting jar for 1800 years. When King Solomon himself imprisoned me there, I vowed to serve faithfully the first person who set me free. After 500 years, I vowed to heap riches on whoever set me free. After another 500 years, I promised 3 wishes to whoever would set me free. Now, too much time has passed, and I have vowed to kill whoever sets me free. As my revenge on my punishment,